Hello, and this is Ken Hodge with your Friday morning postal rap session. I hope everyone had a wonderful week, and we're going to leave or end this week with a postal rap session on one of the memorandums of understanding found in our national agreement, page 154, on bereavement leave. National Postal Mail Union represented employees may use a total of up to 3 work days of annual leave, sick leave, or leave without pay to make arrangements necessitated by the death of a family member or attend the funeral of a family member. Authorization of leave beyond 3 days is subject to the conditions and requirements of Article 10 of the National Agreement, subsection 510 of the Employee and Labor Relations Manual, and the applicable local memorandums of understanding provisions. Definition of family member. Family member is defined as a son or daughter, a biological or adopted child, stepchild, daughter-in-law, or son-in-law. Spouse. Parent, mother, father, mother-in-law, or father-in-law. Sibling. Brother, sister, brother-in-law, or sister-in-law, or grandparent. So we just defined what a family member is. Son, daughter, spouse, parent, sibling, grandparent are all covered under the Memorandum of Understanding for Bereavement Leave. Use of sick leave. The use of sick leave for bereavement purposes will be charged to sick leave for dependent care. Documentation. Documentation evidencing the death of the employee's family member is required only when the supervisor deems documentation desirable for the protection of the interests of the Postal Service. The preceding MOU on bereavement leave shall apply to mail handler assistance also. So, real quick, we've got a memorandum of understanding on bereavement leave that says if your son, daughter, spouse, parent, sibling, or grandparents should be called to that final resting place, the use of sick leave can be used, but it will be changed to dependent care leave. So 3 days, or kind of, you can get 3 days, and if documentation is requested, then just bring documentation in. But again, it's not automatic that you need documentation for that. If the supervisor deems it necessary, then we provide that documentation. I think we're going to do a twofer this morning. And we're going to talk about, we're going to move right on from bereavement leave. And yeah, we'll go right into another memorandum of understanding. And that memorandum of understanding we're going to talk about now will be the memorandum of understanding sick leave for dependent care. During the term of the 2016 National Agreement, sick leave may be used by an employee to give care or otherwise attend to a family member having an illness, injury, or other conditions which, if an employee had such conditions, would justify the use of sick leave by the employee. Family members shall include son or daughter, parent, and spouse as defined in the ELM section 515.2. Up to 80 hours of leave may be used for dependent care in any leave year. Approval of sick leave for dependent care will be subject to normal procedures for leave approval. So again, you can get 80 hours of sick leave for dependent care. And again, this is a protected category of leave. So we talked about bereavement leave and we talked about sick leave. I think what we're going to do is we'll go through one more memorandum of understanding this morning because they're rather short. And we'll talk about the memorandum of understanding, the task force on sick leave. The The parties agreed to establish at the national level a task force on sick leave incentives. The task force will explore available opportunities for the parties to determine if there are alternate options available to employees with regard to the utilization of sick leave. Nothing in this memorandum is intended to negate or alter the applications, the applicable requirements of this national agreement or be inconsistent with obligations under law. Now, I'm going to read that first paragraph again on the task force on sick leave. The parties agree to establish at the national level a task force on sick leave incentives. So it's funny because I was speaking last week with some people, and based on the sick leave record at Columbus, I think it's evident that whatever they want to try as far as discipline, it's not really working. But maybe let's go to the other end of the spectrum and start offering incentives for employees who come to work. Now, I know on one hand, some might think, I'm going to offer you an incentive to come to work. That sounds ludicrous. Well, if your employees aren't coming to work, you have a choice. You can motivate them to come to work, or you can get new employees. And based on the shortages that I'm looking at right now, I'm pretty sure if you applied yourself postal management and offered greater incentives for coming to work, eventually it may work itself out. So here we go. Kenny Hodge this morning talking to you on a couple of MOUs. We talked about the task force on sick leave. We talked about the sick leave for dependent care. We talked about bereavement leave. So again, we touched on two or three memos this morning of understanding. Again, these can be found in your NASA agreement, page 154 to about 156. Hey, I thank you for lending an ear this morning. I hope I've been informative. Let's have a wonderful day, and let's have an outstanding weekend.